April Eileen will be a familiar name for a lot of Shift listeners. The St. John area singer and songwriter entered our Searchlight competition not too long ago with a great song called Butterflies. Now she's ready to put out her debut album. It's called Savannah Soul, and it's in pre-sales launch in just 3 days. We've reached April Eileen today in New York City, where she's preparing for a big show tomorrow night. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. Congratulations on the album.
Oh, thank you.
This has to be so exciting for you.
It really is. It takes a lot of work to create something from what was originally an idea in your head into a tangible product, and it's a really exciting journey.
No kidding. Now, where does music come from for you? I know that you did train as a classical pianist.
Yes. I started studying piano when I was about 5 years old. And so I played my entire life. And then, you know, it's sort of in my family roots. My grandmother, she used to play, you know, for hotels and whatnot, a lot of the old standards. And then my mom also played in her years, and she still does. And then, you know, it was sort of one of those things. My mom had the piano from her mom, and she, you know, said, I'm going to make sure that April has piano lessons. And, you know, there were times where I couldn't stand it, but I'm really glad that I ended up sticking with it.
And when did you find out that you couldn't just play piano, you could also sing?
Well, it's funny you mention that. I think when I was little, like, I always really wanted to sing, but I was petrified. It was actually my number one fear. I wouldn't even hum in the car around my parents. And,
wow.
You know, parents are the people that you're supposed to have no shame around. Yeah, and so it was a dinner theater audition, and I just, you know, really needed to get through it. It was, you know, sometimes I think we have this little voice inside that says, you know, gosh, like, you've got to do this. And, you know, I really had no idea if I could sing or not. And then I auditioned and got the role and was really even more scared. But it was great. And then, you know, from there, I would say in the past 2 to 3 years is when I really started singing and actually playing live.
And now you're singing all over the place.
I know. It's kind of ridiculous, actually. I guess I'm happy at the end of the day when, I'm sort of following whatever it is that seems to be my internal compass of what I should be doing with my life here on planet Earth.
Tell me about the show that you're playing there in New York.
Ah, so, my goodness, this is exciting. I just did some homework and found out that Norah Jones and Florence and the Machine and some of my, Regina Spektor, some of my favorite artists have actually played at this venue.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right downtown. It's on Bleecker Street, and it's close to the Bowery District from what I've been told. And it's a venue called the Poisson Rouge. What it is it's a mixed media event, and so there's going to be a live painter. I'm actually opening up for another singing pianist. Her name's Alicia May, who she's absolutely incredible. And then there's, you know, spoken word poetry. There's, you know, a DJ. It's sort of like a rejuvenation of the original arts movement in New York, you know, really coming together as artists. But these people are all really strong, inspiring, and there's actually the MC is also a woman, and so there's sort of four of us that are, you know, really getting together to get this going, and I can't wait.
What an incredible opportunity. What do you think it's going to be like to stand on that stage where some of your favorite artists have stood and have performed?
I don't even know. I've been running through my mind, you know, a bit of a set list, and, you know, today it's sort of like the, you know, one more sleep until I wake up, and it's game time, and it's really special to me. The last time I was in New York, I got to play on a piano that Norah Jones had actually recorded her album Come Away With Me on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I guess it makes you realize how close it can be. In the same sense, it's also a little scary but exciting. You know, it sort of inspires and motivates me. I'm just hoping I'm not too nervous and that I can perform really well and, you know, gain some new following and promote the album.
Yeah, and as if this week couldn't be more exciting, the album comes out in what, 3 days?
Well, so technically on Sunday, November 1st, if you go to musicalgypsy.ca, you can buy a pre-sale copy of the album. So what I'm doing is a bit of a crowdfunding initiative to, you know, get an idea of how many albums people actually want to buy, how many I should make. You know, I've been doing music full time now for about 14 months, and making an album is extremely expensive. But I mean, any artist that's gone down that road knows that it's, you know, about 20 grand. You know, by the time you get through your studio time, your musicians, your mixing, your mastering, any sort of legal fees, design work, actually making the album, like there's, I had no idea what I was getting into when I started. And so basically what I'm going to do on Sunday is that will launch and people will be able to, you know, jump online and get their exclusive copy. So they'll, you know, be the first to get this when it comes in. I'm going to sign it and mail it to them or bring it to them depending on where they live. And there's a whole bunch of different options, too, that people can do through the campaign.
We're going to play the first single, Hey Sugar. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah. So Hey Sugar was one of the very first songs I wrote. And one of my very best friends, who I actually just spent some time with last week in Toronto, she was going through a toxic relationship. And she's one of the most beautiful people I know inside and out. And she was just giving so much of herself to this person that was not being grateful and, you know, being extremely disrespectful and using her. And so, you know, I wanted to sort of, you know, write a song to, I guess, someone I looked at like a sister and say, you know, girl, you are so beautiful. You know, like, why are you putting up with this? Like, look in the mirror and realize your true beauty and your potential. And but I think it's also for anybody that's going through a situation like that. We can sometimes, you know, not be fully awake and get comfortable in a situation, or we're not maybe fully believing in our own ability, and we allow people to treat us a certain way. And I hope that this song really inspires people to get out of any situation that's harming them and to, you know, put themselves first and know that they deserve love and, you know, hopefully they can give love and it can be a nice, even playing ground.
That's a great message, certainly. We're going to give it a listen. Thank you so much, April, and good luck there this week.
Oh, thank you so much, Vanessa. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you soon.
Hey, sugar, what you doing this for? Hey, sugar, pick yourself up off the floor.
is April Eileen with Hey Sugar, the first single from her debut CD, Savannah Soul. Pre-sales are available this Sunday on her website, musicalgypsy.ca. She's in New York City this week for a big show, but she'll be back in St. John next week for her regular Wednesday night gig at the Hilton. She also has a show coming up next Friday at Grannan's.